First Chronicles chapter number 4. How many of y'all ever shot a shotgun? How many's ever heard of a 410? Brother Brian, I'm using your little thing you use with the teenagers on that 73 and 37. Well, 1 Chronicles 4:10 will get it done. I tell you that right now. Amen. That's a good little old shotgun. Let's look at it here. We'll read verse 9. The Bible said, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Now look at verse 10. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. You're reading in the book of Chronicles, in the genealogies, and I don't know about you, but when you get in the genealogies, sometimes that gets a little tough to get on through there. Amen. And the names are not George and not even Abraham and not Wayne. The names are hard to say, some of them hard to read. But right in the middle of the genealogies, our Lord stopped and made sure to tell us about a man by the name of Jabez. God put this on my heart after preaching this morning about prayer. Just to look at this a few minutes tonight about this prayer. We know that years ago, I can't remember how many years it's been now, probably 15 years ago, there was a little, I don't know whether you would call it a fad or that was designed around the prayer of Jabez. And kind of like that little a time for a time, that WWJD, what would Jesus do? Like a little fad. But I want to remind you of something tonight. God put these verses in the Word of God. And that's not a fad. It's forever settled in heaven. Amen. And God wants us to glean something from it tonight. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, I want to thank you tonight for the privilege, Lord, the privilege to pray. Lord, I know that when you stretched out your hands, and Lord, they nailed him to that cross. And as you hung there between heaven and earth, Lord, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. That, Lord, we might have access tonight into the holiest of all. Father, tonight, in our own self and in our own right, we feel like, Lord, we're so inadequate. Our Father, tonight, when we come into the throne room, we know, Lord, that you said we could come boldly before the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. God, tonight, we're in a time of need. Lord, our country's in a time of need. Lord, many of our families tonight are in a time of need. God, tonight, we ask you, Father, to work in a special way. I pray, Father, that you'd give us a great year together, Lord. It's been a good year this year, a great year. God, I can look back on the year in review and thank you for so many wonderful blessings. God, I believe, Lord, the best is yet to come. I pray, Father, tonight for the service that's going on over at Higher Ground in honor of Brother Olin Castle, his service to the Lord. I pray, God, you'd move in that service. God, there may be friends and loved ones, maybe people that Brother Olin's witnessed to that are not yet saved. I pray, God, tonight the Holy Ghost would do his office work in hearts and in lives. Help us tonight, our fathers. We look into the Word of God. God will give you glory for all that you do. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. We want to look tonight at this little prayer here. It's a little prayer, but it packs a powerful punch. It's not a very long prayer, but it packs a powerful, powerful message tonight. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. You know, I know tonight that we, as God's people, would like to be counted faithful. Would like to, like the Word of God said in Hebrews chapter number 11, to be counted among those that have faith. Abel had faith. Abraham had faith. Sarah had faith. Joseph had faith. David had faith. So many were faithful in that precious chapter in the Word of God. Moses had faith. But the Bible said here there's another man that was a man of faith. His name was Jabez. And he was more honorable than his brethren. And his mama called him Jabez because she bore him in sorrow. And tonight, I want to notice just several things. First of all, I'd like for us to notice the direction of Jabez's prayer. The Word of God said here, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. Can I say this to you tonight? If our prayer is directed any other way, it's a waste of time. The Word of God tells us, my friend, there's a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5 for just a moment. This is the, my friend, the confidence, the Bible said, that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us. I believe that's 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 14. Then in verse number 15, the Bible said, and if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of Him. I want you to know tonight that there's a God that wants our prayers to be directed to Him tonight. You know, tonight I believe God is still God, and God can still work miracles. I believe that God can still save souls. I believe God can still give revival. And I believe God wants us, my friend, to pray to Him and direct our prayers to Him. I remember over there when it was talked about Daniel, how that they couldn't find anything wrong in Daniel's life. So they said, what we'll do is we'll pass a law. We'll get a decree together concerning praying to any other God, my friend, than the God that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. They knew Daniel wasn't going to stop. They knew Daniel wasn't going to change. And that's the only way they could trap him. Amen. And so the Bible said that Daniel opened his windows towards Jerusalem. And he prayed 3 times a day. And I love these words, as he did aforetime. My friend, he didn't wait on them to pass some law to start praying. But they passed their law and it wasn't about to get him to quit praying. Amen. Somebody said, listen, I want to help our young people tonight. Somebody said they've taken prayer out of school. That's an impossibility. Somebody help me tonight. Amen. If there's young people that love God and want to bow their head and bow their heart and pray, ain't nobody on the face of this earth can stop them from doing that. Amen. You say, well, they've taken the Bible out of school. I tell you what we need. We need a generation of young people that's not ashamed of the Bible. Carry it right on into the schoolhouse. Amen. And read it on your break time. And thank God that we have a Bible tonight. Amen. I got an email yesterday from Brother Brad Pridmore. He's so excited because they've got the book of Joshua translated into the native tongue down there in those islands where he's going in Haiti. And I'm telling you, my friend, I believe it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful project and that God's going to use it. Years ago, I was preaching up there in Pennsylvania in a federal prison. And I was preaching with that interpreter. I always say jokingly, Brother Danny, interrupter. Have you ever preached with an interpreter? I guarantee you'd understand what interrupter means then. Amen. You say a little bit, he says a little bit. You say a little bit, he says a little bit. There was probably 60 or 70 men in there that spoke English. 12 or 15 men that, my friend, did not speak English, didn't speak anything but Spanish. Most of them were from Mexico and come into the States and got in trouble. And I got a little wind that, my friend, some of the men that spoke English were complaining and saying, I wish they'd just turn Brother Vinoy loose. I wish he could just preach and just do away with that interpreter. So I got wind of that, Brother Houston. And the next night I went in there and I told that brother that was interpreting. He was a preacher. He could speak English fluently. He could speak Spanish fluently. I said, Brother, I want you to mount that pulpit and I want you to testify and preach in the Spanish language for 10 or 15 minutes. I said, you give it to him and don't you let up. And so he did what I asked him to do. Amen. And so all them guys that speak English were just sitting there like, what in the world? How are we supposed to get anything out of this? I got up behind him, Brother Houston. I said, now that's what the Spanish speaking men would get without an interpreter. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with prayer? I'm telling you, that missionary that we support has prayed that God would give those people the Bible in their language. But he didn't just pray, put legs on his prayer, amen. And now they're going to get to read the Word of God. It's a miracle. And God has performed a miracle in their midst, amen. I'll tell you tonight, I don't say this boastfully. I say this to encourage the church. But a year ago, we wondered, how in the world are we going to support one more missionary? And we've already picked up three and fixing to pick up another one. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say there's a God in heaven that's not limited. There's a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer. And Jabez knew about the God of Israel that could do the miracles that needed to be done in his life. Amen. We see the direction of his prayer. But notice this, we see the desperation of his prayer. But oh, look what the Bible said right here. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Some of you old timers in this building have heard some of those oh's in the prayer closet. Some of us, my friend, listen, have heard. I just wondered today as I was meditating this afternoon, what would it be like, Brother Brian, to pass a Sunday school room and the door be closed? What would it be like for some youngin to pass a Sunday school room at 9:30 or 9:45 and that Sunday school teacher in there crying out to God for their class and naming their names off, amen, asking God that they might be saved when they grow up, asking God that they might be delivered from sin, asking God that God might use them for his honor and for his glory. You say, preacher, you're getting out there in a field that's ridiculous. No, I'm just getting in a field that's normal for the Christian life. We're supposed to be a praying people. God wants us to be praying. Then we see the desperation. He said, oh, let me ask you a question tonight. Let me ask you a question. Twofold. Number one, do you have anything in your life that you're desperate about? Is there anything, any situation that touches your family that you're desperate about? Would you raise your hand? Well, let me ask you this question. Do you know somebody that has a situation that's desperate? How many would raise your hand right there? You say, why? You say, preacher, why did you say that? Because if we know someone, I think we ought to pray for them like we would want them to pray for us. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, my friend, listen, that God answers prayer. There's a desperation. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. I want you to look at the desire. Listen, this might, on the surface, if you look at it, it might look like it's selfish. Jabez says, I want you to bless me. And I'm not just talking on, I want you to bless me indeed. God, I need your blessing. I need your blessing. And it might look like, well, that's selfish. Let me ask you something tonight. How many of you all have lived long enough to realize that in order to be a blessing, how many knows that we don't have any blessing in us if he don't give it to us? Yeah, now get this tonight. It is not wrong. It is not wrong. I'm kind of hung up on her Sunday school teachers because I love her Sunday school. I love her teachers. I love her church. But it's not wrong, Brother Brian, for you to get on your face and say, God, would you bless me indeed? Not knowing that, listen, if God don't bless you, then you can't stand up here Sunday after Sunday and be a blessing to those that are out there in front of you. We're empty without him. I'll tell you something right now. The preachers are going to preach Wednesday night, and we ought to be praying for every one of them, amen, that God would bless them indeed. Because, my friend, if God will bless them, then they can be a blessing to us, amen. We ought to be praying that God would bless our pastor, that God would bless our country, that God would help us, amen, to turn to the God of our fathers. The Bible talks about here the desire of his prayer. He wanted the blessings of God upon his life. Now watch this. Not only did he want the blessings of God upon his life, but he wanted his sphere of influence to increase. I'm concerned. I'm concerned. I don't know why it is the way it is, but I'm concerned. I've been in places where the church is not growing. And I'm not trying to be critical. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's no concern about it. Listen, how many believes that, listen, if we could bless 150, that it'd be all right to bless 200, amen, to be a blessing. In other words, what part of Jabez's prayer is, God, would you enlarge my sphere of influence. Would you help me to be a blessing to more people? Amen. I believe with all of my heart as I stood over there tonight and talked to those police officers. I said, how were you all acquainted with Brother Olin? They said his son, our grandson, is on the police force in Sullivan County. I'm telling you, the line went from down front, out the doors, all the way around, out the front door. And we got there early, and it took over an hour just to go through that portion of the line that we were in. You say, preacher, why? Because that man of God had an influence on many, many, many lives. Amen. And Jabez is saying, Lord, enlarge my coast. Amen. We should never get satisfied. We should always want God to help us to enlarge, to be an influence, to be a blessing. Amen. I want to say this tonight, and I'm not trying to build anybody up, but I tell you, I wish that the place was full tonight to hear the singing. I wish the place was full tonight, amen, to hear the choir. I wish the place was full, and there's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with being a blessing to those that are here, but we ought to pray to the end that God would enlarge our coast and help us to be an influence, help us to be a blessing to more and more and more people in these days. He said here, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. His desire is for the provision of God, but he doesn't stop there. His desire now is for the power of God. Watch this now. He said, and that thine hand might be with me. How many of you all remember the book of Nehemiah? Some of you came over in revival when I was over Jonesboro. I think it's along about chapter number 2. Nehemiah said this a couple of different times. He said, the good hand of my God was upon me. I'm going to make a statement tonight. You don't have to agree with me, but it's the truth. There's no substitute for the good hand of our God. You say, preacher, what do we need? We need the good hand of God on our pastor. We need the good hand of God on our deacons. We need the good hand of God on our Sunday school teachers. We need the good hand of God on our church. Somebody help me tonight. Amen. We just need the good hand of God. We need the power of an almighty God. Amen. Given to us tonight that we might be an influence, that we might be a blessing that God would have us to be. In these days, there's the direction of his prayer. There's the desperation in his prayer. But then there's the desire in his prayer. He has a desire for provision. He has a desire for power. He has a desire not only for power and provision, but look at the next line in the prayer. And he said that thou wouldest keep me from evil. How many remember the model prayer the Lord gave? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's the direction of his prayer. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. There's the provision. And forgive us our debts as we forgive others who trespass against us. And then he said this, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And for thine is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever. Amen. Listen, Jabez had it right. He said, God, I need you not just to bless me, but he said, God, I need you to protect me. I need you to keep me. How many remembers John chapter number 17 when Jesus is literally praying? He said, listen, he said, Lord, I'm not praying that you should take them out of the world, but I'm praying that you would keep them from the evil. I tell you, we won't pray for our teenagers. We won't pray for our van, our kids, and pray for one another. Pray, God, keep us from the evil. Amen. Put a wall of protection around us, a hedge, my friend, that we might survive in this evil day that we live in. It's getting to where just about every time you turn the television on, there's something ungodly going on. How many knows what I'm talking about? And they're taking things that used to be considered ungodly and trying to make them acceptable. And they're doing a good job. You know what they're doing? Let me just tell you what it is in a couple of words. They're selling sin. They're just selling it. They're just selling it. They're selling it. And they want people to accept it. They want people to, my friend, just think it ain't so bad anymore. You and I both know it hadn't been too many years ago. If a man was a drunkard, it was bad. If a man cheated on his wife, it was bad. How many knows I'm telling it right? Hadn't been too many years ago, amen, that if a person was involved in sexual sin or sodomy, it was bad. Hadn't been too many years ago if a person stole, it was bad. And I'm telling you, it's still bad in the eyes of God. Still sin. Here in the Word of God, Jabez said, listen, he said, I need you to keep me from the evil that it may not grieve me. Jabez knew that if he got caught up in the things of the world in that day and in that hour, Jabez knew that he was going to be grieved down in his heart. He knew that God would be grieved. And so he prayed that God would keep him from the evil. By the way, how many believe the Apostle Paul was a great man, a great preacher, a great apostle, the apostle and the missionary to the Gentiles? He said this, but I keep under my body. He said, I've got a body. I'm paraphrasing. Here's what Paul's teaching. I'll quote the verse in a minute. Paul's teaching us this old body is capable. You say, preacher, I just don't believe I'm capable of doing some of that stuff I used to. Let me add to that. You're capable of that and worse. We're all capable of it. But Paul said, I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection. Here's what he was concerned about. He said, lest by any means, when I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, disapproved of God. I believe Jabez is concerned about that. He said, Lord, I want you not only to bless me, and I want you not only to enlarge my coast, but he said, Lord, I need you to keep me from the evil. Keep me from the evil. I was aggravating some of the teenagers a while ago. You see, I know I can't keep up with a teenager, but at least I got me a phone like them now. Amen. I was aggravating them and asking them if they had a Bible program on their phone. Some of them do and some of them don't yet. Yet. But they will. Well, I've been reading that proverb every day. And then, well, let me back up. I've been missing it some days. But the great thing about this Bible program, when you go back to it, it tells you the last chapter you read. So it's catch-up time, ain't it, Brother Ralph? Amen. You see, you can take something, and it can be a tool for God, or it can be a tool for wickedness. The same instrument, it just depends on whose hands it's in. Now, wait a minute. The Bible talks about you and I being instruments of righteousness. Did you know that it just all depends on whose hands we're in? If we're in His hands, He can use us as an instrument of righteousness. But I tell you what, Jabez was concerned. Jabez said, hey, I want you, Lord, to keep me from the evil. Keep me from the evil. Because if you don't, Lord, I'll destroy my testimony. And I'll destroy my influence in the world. There's the desperation in his prayer. There's the direction of his prayer. There's the desire of his prayer. I don't say this boastfully tonight. It's just in my heart. My mama was dying. She knew it. It didn't come. I mean, it was kind of sudden, but I mean, she had 30 days to die. And somewhere along in those 30 days, I think it was about the middle of January, I was with mama. It was just she and I. Is that good English, Miss Eve? Her and I. My mom and me. me and my mom. If I stab it enough times, then one of them will have to fit. Amen. We were together. And mama looked up at me, Sister Pauline, and she said, honey, do I have anything that you want? I determined years ago, listen, if this gets on your toes, you just let it get on your toes. But I determined years ago, when I watched my mama's family fight over what my granny and grandpa left, I determined I wasn't even saved. I didn't even know no better. But watching that mess, I determined that the things of this world ain't worth that. They ain't no way. I said to my mama, I said, Mama, you know better to ask me that. I said, Mama, this goes back to that desire. I said, Mama, if I could have anything in this world that I wanted right now, anything, I said it would be for your youngest daughter and my oldest daughter to get right with God. You see, our desires will tell a lot about where we are. And I believe the desires, you know, it don't read like it did over there with Solomon, Brother Brian. You know, when God was pleased with what Solomon asked for, he said, God, this is too big for me. I need some wisdom. And God piled the wisdom on him and then just piled everything else on too. Yeah. Amen. But God was pleased with his request. He was pleased with his desire. And I believe God is pleased with Jabez's desire. You say, preacher, why do you believe that? This closes the message down right here. Look at the declaration. And the Bible said, and God granted. Our prayer meeting is going to be special. I'm going to say this tonight. God being my helper, I'm not going to get up and announce it and keep talking about it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. There's a couple reasons for that. I don't want people to feel bad because they can't be here. But this is the main reason. I want people to be here because God leads them here. Because down in the heart, the Holy Ghost has got a hold of their heart and they want to come and they want to be a part and they are desperate and they do have a desire to see God work in this generation. But the Bible, well, I said all that to say this. Part of our prayer meeting, it needs to be part. It's going to be answered prayer. When we can brag on what God has done. You say, preacher, you're getting a cart before the horse. I don't think so. Not if you're asking in faith. Amen. I believe if we ask in faith, I believe God will hear us, don't you? And I believe we're going to have instance after instance after instance where God answered prayer. Amen. God granted the thing which he requested. How many remembers this? I quoted it a while ago, and we know that if we ask anything according to his will, that he heareth us. Here's what I believe. I believe God granted it because it was according to his will. I don't believe Jabez was praying. Brother Brian, I use you a lot, but if you was asking God to bless you, somebody, so you could swell up and everybody be talking about what a great teacher you are, you might be asking amiss. You would be. I would be. But if we're asking God to help us because we want to help people, bless us because we want to be a blessing. If you ask God, Brother Ralph, to bless the trio, he already has. It ain't been too many years ago. We wouldn't have been hearing that and singing about Abraham. But God answered prayer. Now, Brother Ralph, there's somebody else's son in trouble. Amen. Yeah. We need to have that same confidence that the God of heaven that picked up my boy can pick up somebody else's boy. Help him too. Amen. answered prayer will build that confidence. I'm going to tell you something right now. Jabez wasn't asking amiss, because I believe God would have had something to say about that. But the Word of God declared this, and God granted the thing which he requested. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? To know that he's listening. To know, I love the song, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. To know that he cares. It's wonderful to be a part of a church that cares. Wonderful to be a part of a church that says things like, preacher, you don't have to carry that burden alone. It's wonderful to be a part of a church like that. But I'm going to tell you something right now. As much as I care for you, and as much as you care for me, it pales in comparison to how he cares for us tonight. And he wants us to lay our burdens at his feet. Amen. Lay your burdens at the feet of Jesus. Jabez, I'm going to try it. I don't know if I can get it or not. I might need help. Called on the God of Israel and said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, that thou mayest keep me from the evil. Is there something else there, isn't there? And God granted, is that it? That it may not grieve me. That's right. I thought there was something else there. I missed it. That it may not grieve me. And God granted the thing which he requested. May God help us tonight to know. You know, I heard a story, and I won't get it exactly right, but I heard a story about a man that was in the military. This has been years ago. I know I won't get it exactly right, but he was overseas in the war. And I don't know what those things were. Maybe some of you men could help me. Those paper things that, like a check, I guess, but a voucher, whatever that was that they paid you with. What was that? Does anybody know? A slip? A strip? Script? Script. Script. Maybe that's the word that was used in this illustration. But he had been mailing them home to his mama. Brother Gary, she'd just been sticking them on the wall. And when he got home, his mama was living in rags, didn't have hardly anything in the cupboard to eat. She didn't know what they were. She didn't know that she could take that and buy groceries and buy clothing and buy things. She just thought her son was sending it, so it must be good. And she saved him. Can I say this tonight? I believe he's got a whole lot for us. If we're not careful, we'll leave it hanging on the wall. If we're not careful. Hey, Jordan, I just saw you back there. When did you come in? Okay. Where's Josh? He's over there too. Have they been good? Have they been good, brother? Okay. Would you lie if they hadn't been good? Amen. Amen. I love my grand boys. They're going to go home with me tonight. Amen. They need a praying papa, don't they? Amen. I'm just glad you come tonight. Jabez called on the God of Israel. I'm excited. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know how God's going to do it. But I know I'm going to trust him to do great things. Great things. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be here, the privilege to open the Bible, the privilege, God, to hear the good singing tonight, the privilege, Lord, to preach the Word of God. Lord, I pray that the prayer that was recorded here in the Word of God that Jabez made to the God of heaven, I pray it would encourage us, Lord. Lord, you said men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, I pray tonight that we wouldn't give up on the brink of a miracle. God, that we'd pray through. I pray, God, that you would bless her church with your presence, with your power. Lord, tonight I pray you'd help me to be a better pastor, a better preacher, a better papaw, a better husband, a better dad. God, I pray tonight that you'd keep your hand upon us. God, keep us from the evil. Lord, I look at men like Brother Olin, and it encourages me, Lord. Older men of God have always encouraged me just to know that we can make it. By the grace of God, we can make it. I pray, God, you would add your blessings now to the service, to the message, and I pray, God, that it would be a message that would ring in our ears in the days and weeks to come. Help us, Lord, this year to put an emphasis on prayer. Help us, our Father, that we might not just pray, but believe you when we do. God, I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, a name that's above every name. Amen.